Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
Is too much ever a good thing? And why Google may have a messaging app problem on their hands.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York, and I'd like to introduce you to Google's fifth messaging app. Yes, there are five. The newest is Google Voice, and for the first time in 5 years, the company rolled out a major update to its voice service. Here with the very latest on that front is the Wall Street Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles, patching in from our San Francisco bureau. Hey, Nathan.
Hey.
With messaging app number five, we now have an array of ways to communicate by Google, from Google. First, can you walk us through the latest, Google Voice? What exactly does that entail?
Yeah, Google Voice is really built for people who are juggling multiple phones, but really only want to give out one number that everyone can reach them at. And so basically, when you start a free Google Voice account, you pick a phone number, and if you already have one that you like that everybody has, you can port that number over from your telephone service provider. If you do that, you'll have to get a new number from them for the actual device itself. But basically, anyone can call you, they can send you text messages, they can send you videos and photos like you would text to a friend. And you'll get that on those devices and in this Google Voice app. And this is both a mobile app and a website. So that's kind of the idea behind Google Voice, and that's been the idea for a few years. It's been a really long time since they've updated it, and before, when it was really just about the phone number, now it's really more about messaging, which is a big difference for them.
And that also puts it in some good company here, because this will technically be its fifth messaging app. So lest there be any confusion, I thought what we'd do is maybe kind of break down what's available and maybe who it's best suited for. So a lot of people use Google Hangouts. I do as well. It seems to have been making its way into the office a lot more. Can you break down Google Hangouts and maybe who it's best suited for?
Yeah, Google Hangouts is this app that's been around for, a while. It started out basically as a little chat inside of Gmail. And then a few years ago, it was broken out into its own app and its own service. And it does text. It does video chats, whether you want to do them one-on-one, or you can do group video chats. And since it's built into Gmail, even though it has its own website and even though it has its own mobile apps, it's really, really popular. It has caught on in the workplace, and Google has seized an opportunity there. And they've said that they want to make it more of an enterprise product. Now, they actually haven't done that yet. It's pretty much stayed the same since they said, kind of made that declaration. But it's a really, really convenient way to reach friends, and you can text or message with them using Hangouts, whether you're communicating to their phone numbers or to their Gmail addresses, so it's pretty versatile that way as well. Mm-hmm. Basically, if you want to use a Google product for messaging rather than, say, WhatsApp or iMessage or Skype or something, Google Hangouts is probably your best bet, because it's widely available. It's built into Gmail if you're already a Gmail user, which makes it really convenient, mm-hmm. and a lot of people are on it.
Yeah, one of the many ways I communicate. We talked about it on this podcast. There are a couple of siblings here. We have Google Allo and Google Duo. They came out last year. So as a refresher, can you kind of walk us through each and the difference?
Yeah, after Google said they want to kind of pivot Hangouts to be more of an enterprise product, they rolled out Allo and Duo. But Allo is an app that's only built for smartphones, so it doesn't exist on the web or anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And it gives you the ability to send text messages to your friends as long as they're also using the Allo app. Now, this is tied to a phone number, and it's also the only way to communicate with the Google Assistant, which is essentially Google's answer to Siri or Amazon's Alexa. Mm-hmm. And you can text message with that assistant. You can't actually talk to it via voice like you could with what's called the Google Home Speaker. You know, really, this app, since not a lot of people are using it yet, you either have to be willing to convince all of your friends to try this with you, or you really, check it out to see kind of where Google's at with their artificial intelligence product. And then next to Allo, there's Google Duo. Now, this is only available for iPhones and Androids, just like Allo, but instead of messaging with text, it's really just about one-on-one video chats. You can't do a group video chat. You can only just place a video chat to one other person. It's a dead simple app, and it's also tied to phone numbers.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles about all things Google messaging apps. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from the Atacama Desert in Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. First Solar is enabling a world powered by reliable and affordable solar electricity. Global business, it's something to see. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening. So, Nathan, let's round this out with good old Messenger. As someone who doesn't have an Android phone, because I understand it's just for Android users, correct?
Yeah, Messenger is just for Android users. It's built into the Android operating system itself, and it's basically just a very, very simple app for sending text messages, SMS and MMS. So you can send videos, you can send photos, you can send text. You can't place or initiate a video chat or a phone call. You just text individuals or groups. It relies on phone numbers to work, and it's basically kind of that bare bones app. Now, if you're looking for something simple and you have an Android device, it's likely already built into your operating system, or if maybe you have something, you know, from Samsung, they might have put their own app in there. So you can download this from Google Play if you'd like. But you know, with all the other options out there, there's no real killer feature that this offers to kind of lure you away. So, if simple is what you're looking for, I guess this is a way to go. But it does feel a bit arcane and outdated compared with what else is out there.
Right. And you mentioned all the other things out there. And it's one thing to be competitive, but things can undoubtedly get a little trickier when you kind of compete with yourself, which is kind of what's going on here. So what can we make of this oversaturation?
You know, Google, they're not afraid to experiment publicly and throw stuff on the wall. They see what sticks. They see what gains traction, what builds an audience. And then they try and go with that. So they're not afraid to put something out there. But really, this is one of the things that makes Google unique and, from a journalist perspective, a bit fun, maybe maybe a bit confusing and frustrating from a consumer perspective, but they're always willing to put out new ideas and try new things, and if it fails, it fails, and if it catches on, then they roll with it.
Yeah, that's really interesting insight into their process. Nathan, thank you as always for the time.
Yeah, my pleasure.
That wraps up the Tech News Briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.